God is everywhere. David asks, where can I go from your spirit? Or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in Sheol, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness shall fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Psalm 139, verses 7 through 12. God is everywhere. We cannot hide from God. Atheism, for example, is an attempt to flee from God. Several people I know decided to be atheists when they started being immoral. Without God, it is easier to do things that are wrong. But God is always there. Whether you believe it or not, you cannot escape from light by fleeing into darkness, because one beam of light penetrates the deepest darkness. When my father was a young man, he was a guide in Marvel Cave in Branson, Missouri. No darkness is more complete than the darkness in the depths of a cave. After warning the people on the tour, my father would turn off all the lights so they could experience the oppressiveness of complete darkness. You may think that it's dark at night, but there's always some light. But in a cave, there is absolutely no light. Then he would light a candle and place it on a rock at the top of a huge chamber. That is an extremely large cave. After they went much lower in the cave, he would turn the lights off again. But this time, they could see the candle way above on the rock. There is no place on earth so dark that you cannot see the light of God if you look up at the rock. Even an atheist mentions God every time he identifies himself. Theos is the Greek word for God. The ah at the front of the word means without. Thus, atheist means someone without God. So even when an atheist is saying, I don't believe in God, when he's saying, I'm an atheist, he's saying, I am without God. And he can claim there is no God, but that doesn't affect God one bit. But what about us who believe in God? Are we conscious of God's presence? There are different levels of consciousness of God's presence. God is everywhere, whether we believe it or not. Yet even many people who believe in God think of him as being very far away, and God has no place in their daily lives. God is there, but they ignore him. Azariah told Judah, "The Lord is with you while you are with him. If you seek him, he will be found by you. But if you forsake him, he will forsake you." 2 Chronicles 15, verse 2. James writes, "Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you." James 4, verse 8. Thus, God moves closer to people who want to be close to him. Certain men in the Bible walked with God. Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him. Genesis 5, verse 24. Noah was a just man, perfect in his generations. Noah walked with God. Genesis 6, verse 9. These men chose to walk with God. They lived their lives continually conscious of God's presence and striving to do his will. Are we walking with God? God is everywhere, which means that he is always where we are. Our lives are influenced for good when we are conscious of his presence. We do not want to disappoint or anger him, and we strive to do what is right, knowing that he is always there to help us. The Heavenly Father sent his Son, Jesus Christ, to be our Savior. Jesus promised, "Where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them." Matthew 20, verse 18. God is always everywhere, yet when two or three followers of Christ assemble in his name, as we have done today, Jesus is present in a special way. He promised to be with us always. "Go therefore and make disciples of all the nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things that I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even to the end of the age. Matthew 28, verses 19 and 20. He also says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come into him and dine with him and he with me. Revelation 3, verse 20. Notice that he does not force his way into our lives. We must hear his voice and open the door. Let us make this concrete. Let us make this very specific. What if Jesus came to your house tomorrow and rang the bell? How would you feel when you saw him standing outside the door? How would you feel if he said, I have come to live with you 24/7? Would you watch the same TV programs if Jesus were sitting beside you on the couch? Would you speak the same words to one another? Would you think the same thoughts because he knows what we're thinking? Would you go to the same places? Are you doing things now when you are alone that you would not do if Jesus were with you? Are you neglecting to do good things that you would do if Jesus were with you? You might be thinking, that's a good idea. I'll pretend that Jesus is with me all the time. No. It's not a matter of pretending. If you are a Christian, Jesus really is with you all the time. He is present and knows everything you think and do. It is whether we realize it or not, whether we are conscious of it or not, whether we live our lives in the presence of God. I have traveled around the sun more than 80 times and have been a Christian for 70 years. Yet it is only recently that I have come to understand this much better than I did before. Being ever aware of living in the presence of Jesus Christ, of living in the presence of God, helps me to avoid sin and do what is right. Jesus really is with us 24/7. God is everywhere. Let us live in his presence. Let us walk with God. Amen.